protest is going to be on September the 18th outside Dáil Éireann at 6 p.m. And we're calling it for September the 18th because it's the first day that the Dáil is sitting after the summer break. And we're calling it because in the 5 years down in this austerity programme, people are suffering more than ever. The government is more concerned with the banks and big businesses and the demands of the Troika than with the needs of the ordinary people. They're attempting to manage the economy, but in the process they're destroying our society. And Ireland is much more than an economy, and they need to be reminded of that. I mean, we have a situation now where 10 people per week are dying by suicide. We have a higher rate of emigration than since the highest since the Great Famine. We're talking about one person every 6 minutes is emigrating from this country. It's just a complete disaster. They have to be made to wake up and to listen to ordinary people. So we are forming the People's Assembly. We shall be outside the gates of Dáil Éireann. In true tradition, the first Dáil Éireann was set up in a similar fashion. so we're doing the same sort of thing. And ordinary people are going to speak about the effects of the cutbacks on them.
We've seen many protests against austerity over the years now. They haven't really achieved anything. And people now are realising that protesting in this country is almost fruitless.
I wouldn't agree. I mean, I have been an activist for the last, 30 years or more, and we have actually managed to succeed in an awful lot of situations. I've been involved in the women's movement, which has made great gains in the past, and in the environmental movement, we managed to stop the building of a nuclear power station. But we need more than protests. We need to build a movement, and this is what Wednesday is about. It's about building a movement right around the country of people who are concerned and who are going to get involved in the campaign against austerity and the campaign for people and for the marginalised and the most vulnerable in our society who are being hit the hardest.
But the protests against austerity don't seem to be achieving much because this government doesn't seem to be budging.
Well, this government is just, they're just using their bully boy tactics, but they have to be made to budge. I mean, sometimes you feel that you're getting nowhere, and then you turn a corner and eventually you do. It's like the drip effect on a rock. But as I say, this is more than a protest. This is the beginning of building a movement right across the country. We're going to go on from the Wednesday to have similar people's assemblies right around the country where people can get involved and people can make their voices heard and people can express how the programme of austerity is affecting them. And then we go on from there to decide within these assemblies, what are we going to do about them? So it's not a question of just getting people on the street or bums on seats. It's a question of building something which will go forward and challenge the what's going on at the moment.